American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words.
Geography. Geography. Masses. Masses. Humans. Humans. Latitude. Latitude. Longitude. Longitude. Equator. Equator. Axis. Axis. Revolves. Revolves.
Now listen to the paragraph.
Geography is the science dealing with the Earth's surface, continents, climates, plants, animals, resources, etc. It is the scientific description of the surface features, such as the land and water masses, of the Earth as the home of present-day humans, the people of the world. Maps are the most important tools that geographers use. These maps show the location of these surface features by latitude and longitude. Latitude is the distance north or south of the equator, which is an imaginary circle around the Earth, equally distant from both the North Pole and the South Pole. Longitude is the distance east or west of an imaginary line that runs from the North Pole through Greenwich, England, and then on to the South Pole. If you look at a globe, you will see that all longitude lines meet at the poles. The Earth has an imaginary line running through its center from pole to pole, its axis, around which it revolves or goes around.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to a phrase. Put the number of the phrase in front of the word it matches.
Number 1. A large amount of land or water. Number 2. A person. Number 3, to move in a circle. Number 4, study of the Earth.
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is letter B, mass. Repeat, a large amount of land or water is called a mass. Number 2 is letter A, human. Repeat. A person is also called a human. Number 3 is letter D, revolve. Repeat. When something moves in a circle, it is revolving. Number 4 is letter C, geography. Repeat. Geography is the study of the Earth.
Now look at figure 3. You will hear a definition of a word in the box. Write that word on the line that indicates the same part of the globe.
Number 1. Distance east or west of an imaginary line running through Greenwich, England. Number 2. An imaginary line around which an object moves. Number 3. The distance north or south of the equator. Number 4. An imaginary circle around the Earth equally distant from the poles.
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is longitude. Repeat. Longitude is distance east or west of an imaginary line running through Greenwich, England. Number 2 is axis. Repeat. An imaginary line around which an object moves is called an axis. Number 3 is latitude. Repeat. Latitude is the distance north or south of the equator. Number 4 is equator. Repeat. The equator is an imaginary circle around the Earth equally distant from the poles.
Look at figure 4. First listen to some dialogues which show willingness or refusal. Then listen and repeat. Number 1. Listen.
Could you give me a ride to town tonight?
Sorry, I'm not going in tonight. How about tomorrow? Repeat.
Could you give me a ride to town tonight? Repeat.
Sorry, I'm not going in tonight. How about tomorrow? Number 2. Listen.
Would you be willing to work late tonight?
Sure, I'll do it. How long will you need me? Repeat.
Would you be willing to work late tonight? Repeat.
Sure, I'll do it. How long will you need me? Number 3. Listen.
Did you have a meeting with the judge?
Yes, but he wouldn't cancel my speeding ticket. Repeat.
Did you have a meeting with the judge? Repeat.
Yes, but he wouldn't cancel my speeding ticket. Number 4. Listen.
Are you going to move into Dave's house?
No, he won't rent it. He wants me to buy it. Repeat.
Are you going to move into Dave's house? Repeat.
No, he won't rent it. He wants me to buy it. Number 5.
Could you give me directions to the hospital?
Wish I could, but I don't know where it is. Repeat.
Could you give me directions to the hospital? Repeat.
Wish I could, but I don't know where it is. Now, look at the dialogues again. Answer the question you hear. Number 1.
Could you give me a ride to town tonight?
Number 2.
Would you be willing to work late tonight?
Number 3.
Did you have a meeting with the judge?
Number 4.
Are you going to move into Dave's house?
Number 5.
Could you give me directions to the hospital?
Now look at figure 5. When Americans speak quickly, they blend and combine words and sounds. One type of combination deals with auxiliary words. Look at the underlined words in figure 5. Listen to the dialogues.
I've got to go to the mall this afternoon.
You should have told me. I went this morning. We could have gone together.
Why don't you go back with me this afternoon?
No way. I'm bushed.
Listen again, and this time repeat. Try to make the same sounds you hear for the underlined phrases.
I've got to go to the mall this afternoon.
You should have told me. I went this morning. We could have gone together.
Why don't you go back with me this afternoon?
No way. I'm bushed.
Now look at figure 6. Listen carefully to the sentence. You will hear it only once. Circle the letter of the sentence you hear.
Number 1. I guess I should have called you yesterday. Number 2. Mary's not going to arrive until noon. Number 3. I gotta get to the library soon. Number 4. I could have gotten her a coat instead of a sweater. Number 5. Don't you want to meet me after class?
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. I guess I should have called you yesterday. Number 2 is A. Repeat. Mary's not going to arrive until noon. Number 3 is C. Repeat. I've got to get to the library soon. Number 4 is A. Repeat. I could have gotten her a coat instead of a sweater. Number 5 is C. Don't you want to meet me after class?
This is the end of tape 1B, book 27.